We're back. It's time for Devil's Business.
Man, I can make that.
My catheter works with a heart on.
Welcome to the Devil's Business podcast. Now, here's your host, Patrick Jolly, and the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com.
Welcome to the Drunken Injuries Show. What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Hey there.
We've got Aaron, a.k.a. Sofane. We got Nick, a.k.a. Alcoholist. And our special guest, we have Dirty Rotten Rides girl, Kristen, a.k.a. Kristen Crush. What's up, Kristen?
K-Bash.
Hey, guys.
We're back for season two. Shut the fuck up, guys. We're back for season two, and this
we're
is
so happy.
Due to events that happened during our break, no pun intended, we decided we're going to come back with the Drunken Injuries podcast. Before we get on with the show, first let's go to Nick for the announcements for the week.
Coming up Wednesdays in a couple of weeks, we've got a new event. We'll get the word out on that one. Just let you guys know that's we're brewing that one up. Normal Thursdays, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. That's a great party. We love those. Let's see. Friday night's our biggest night of the week. We got Metro Mental Fridays at Cosmo Lava. We still do a guest list over there at Havana if you want to check that out. And then Illuminate Fridays every Friday night at Opera Atlanta. So if you go to the website, MyFavoriteSin.com, put in the center promo code, you'll get the 10% off tickets for the night, discount tickets. And then let's see what else we got. Saturdays, Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. Those have been going off. We've had a lot of fun with those parties. I know you guys have. I've watched it happen.
Yeah.
Let's see. And of course, Sundays, we weren't doing this before at the end of season one, but now that we're doing season two, we do brunch, Eggs Over EDM Sundays at Rock and Taco. So
AKA Rocco.
Rocco. It's a brunch and day party that we like
got
to do.
Got Bottomless Mimosas, which always end up crumbling.
Oh,
us.
Man. They're so delicious. I can't find the bottom.
There's no bottom. So like I said, we're doing Drunken Injuries, and due to our break, Nick was able to break something, and I thought, hey, this is a perfect time to talk about that shit. But I was going to kick it off. Like, I've never really had a serious drunken injury. I've woken up like weird bruises and stuff that, you know, I obviously ran into something, but I have no explanation for them, but I've never like actually damaged myself. But when I was on tour with Matthew, he was very regularly showing up with little raspberries, little injuries, and I would witness them. And we were driving down this like back road in Kentucky, and he really had to pee because we left the bar, and he just like, I gotta piss. I pull over to the side of the road. I just see him leaning up against the side of the car, and he's pissing. And I guess he's like, he bends down to like zip up his pants or something, and I just watch him fall forward face first into his own piss and gravel.
Awesome.
And he comes back in the car, and now it's dark. I can't see anything. The next morning, he wakes up and he's knocking on my door. Like, oh, man, I'm ready to go. I just see the side of his face all busted up.
And still smelling like piss.
Yeah. It's all bruised and red. And I'm like, you know, we have a show tonight. You're going to look like a busted turd. Like, get up there. But that was a very regular thing with Matt. It was just, he's a drunken fall down kind of guy. So he's always kind of, actually, it's kind of a safe thing because once he falls down, he's not moving.
Yeah, I can relate. I can relate.
But
that's why Matthew Lumpkin is my favorite celebrity.
He's the best celebrity. Kristen, you had a couple stories that now you were actually completely sober at this point, so you don't really have any current drunken injuries for yourself, but you have one that you were talking about with me that happened, and we're going to call this story Here Comes the Drunk.
Yeah. Okay, I have to preface by saying this. I and the girl that the story is about are covered in tattoos, so anywhere we go that's nice and fancy, we stick out and people stare at us anyways. So when you get shit-faced, can you curse on this thing? Is this allowed?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about.
Shit. Ball.
FCC hasn't
so
found us yet.
So when you're at fancy resorts in Florida that probably cost more than, like, I don't even know, like a mortgage on a house for a night, and you look like we do, people are going to look at you and then
I don't
you
see why.
Get drunk and cause a scene at places, they're going to look at you even more. So Sarah is what we're going to call her. God, I hope she never fucking hears this. It was one of our best friends' weddings in Clearwater. So we were at cocktail hour. Sarah was completely fine one minute, and the next minute she was completely shit-faced drunk. Everyone else was drinking. Clearly I was sober, so obviously everything always falls on me because they're like, oh, sober girl, take care of the drunk girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we get up to the reception, and it's really only like maybe 75 people at this wedding. So it's like a very small room.
Everyone knows each other probably pretty well.
Yeah. We're all standing there, and at this point, it's the, oh, it's the, it was the father-daughter dance. Jesus Christ. It was father-daughter dance. So everyone was like being all how they get at weddings and like, it's so cute and emotional. And
so romantic
blah, blah, blah.
And lovely. And
Sarah decided that she was going to hang over the side of the balcony, like facing the reception with her ass hanging out of, she called it a dress. I said it was a t-shirt. She's screaming at the couple, telling them how beautiful they look. It's not that kind of wedding. It's not that kind of party. Like, it's a very classy event. I'm grabbing Sarah, trying to, like, again, Sarah is 6'1", 6'2", with heels. I'm 5'1".
She thinks she's better than me? I will dunk on her.
I think you've met her before. You can't miss her. Like, once you... Anyway, so she's screaming at the couple, telling them how beautiful they look. The bride is looking at me, mouthing to me, like, get her out of my wedding. She escapes from me somehow. And
because you're 5'1", and she's a sloth.
Stumbling through the father-daughter dance, like, in between them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was fucking amazing.
That's awesome, dude. I would just sit there in awe and just be like, look at this.
I thought her mom was going to kill Sarah. Like, I was like, she's going to kill her. Mm-hmm. So she's like stumbling through the reception. I'm trying to like not be in the wedding video as I'm trying to find her, but it's like, I can't help it.
All right.
She makes it over to where the wedding cake is and decides she's going to sit on the table where the wedding cake is.
Oh, sweet.
Try to sober her up. Oh. I see this from far away. I see her tip back and the cake go. I scream Evan to our friend Evan, who was standing by the table, and I was like, get Sarah.
It was all slow-mo, like,
literally, it was like a movie. Evan turns around, like, slow-mo, like, looks at Sarah. His eyes get wide. He looks at me, and I'm like, stop looking at me. Grab her. The cake is halfway off the table. Evan grabs the cake with one hand. Sarah's hair with the other.
Nice.
I'm again running across the dance floor trying to grab both of them. Evan somehow manages to get the cake back on the table. Eliza stops.
This isn't that kind of podcast.
The father-daughter dance. In the middle of the father-daughter dance, walks over to me and says, get her the fuck out of my wedding. Why do I have to get... She's 6'2". So I ended up having to drag.
What you do is you get a bell cart, you load her in there like bachelor party.
I missed like 90% of the wedding just by taking her upstairs, like through the lobby, like trying to like carry her in heels. She's in heels. She's shit faced. Of course, I'm laughing because I fucking laugh at everything that's not funny. I finally get her upstairs.
The awkward laugh to hide the tears.
I finally get her upstairs. She's mad because she can't come back down to the wedding, and I basically had to be like, you're kicked out of the wedding. Like, you got kicked out of one of our best friends' wedding. Like, you have to live this one down. You better find a way to make this better. Go to sleep. So she ends up passing out. I end up going back. I miss like 90% of this wedding because it took me like 45 minutes to drag her ass through this giant, beautiful hotel where everyone's looking at me like, what's the little girl doing with the tall, drunk girl?
So really, it was just emotional injuries that were going on that night.
Oh, they're still not friends. And this was 2 years ago. Like, when they... If anybody ever hears that I told this story anywhere, like, where... I'm about to lose two friends. Like,
that's a
mortal
injury.
Sarah's going to hate
injury.
Me and Eliza's going to hate me because this story was never supposed to be spoken of again.
Wow, I trust women. Women, you can tell them anything and they won't.
It's a good drunk story, though. It's a fantastic. Be there.
I wish a cake fell because it would just be like, so sick. No.
I was hoping for that, too.
If the cake would have fallen like that, everyone would have just gone home. Like, it would have been the end of the wedding completely. Like, it was not.
I'll be honest
with
you. If it was my
now.
Wedding and the drunk girl like knocked the cake over, I would have started laughing like, this is the best wedding ever.
Hands people down. Like my friends take this like wedding shit like really serious. Like, apparently it's like
all
a really
women
important,
take it serious. It's very important.
It's a very important day. Like, her entire wedding video, like, she can't even show it to
anybody. So she keeps watching the video. Just hear this drunk girl screaming in
like
the background.
How beautiful they are and how great Eliza looks.
You guys look so good.
You know, I almost fucked him. I almost fucked him, but I let you fuck him instead. Now I wish I had.
Look, the weddings are a special day that a woman only has like 3-4 times in her life.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
look,
apparently.
Eliza will get over it once she marries the next guy. And she'll be like, all right.
No, she's pregnant. I think she's stuck now with would-be.
Oh, yeah.
Not in 2014.
No. I don't want to raise this kid with you. You're an idiot.
Yeah, babies are like musical chairs.
The second story we're going into is the whole reason for this podcast. It's Nick's story. And I'm going to help it along since I was a witness. And
you were the main witness.
Some of it might be kind of blurry for Nick because he was writhing in pain. We're calling this one Nick. The Nick bone is connected to the... Oh, wait. No, it's not.
Oh, God. And I'm actually sitting here right now with my leg propped up a little bit because it's still in a lot of pain. So what did we do? So I got all of a... We were doing a little team building exercise out on Lake Lanier.
Yeah, Nick decided he was going to rent a house for the guys. We were all going to go get away from Atlanta for a little bit, even though Nick decided every night he was going to still drive back into Atlanta.
Somebody had to man the helm.
Yeah. Nobody told me he was going to rent a frat house.
Yeah, it turned into a flop house because people just started showing up to hang out all weekend. Yeah. Well, it was a long weekend because we had a couple handles of Fireball, an exorbitant amount of vodka and beer.
Mm-hmm.
We got up there Thursday.
Yeah, we got up there, rocked out. We drank a whole meal
no,
burger.
No, no, no. We didn't. I went to bed at 7:30 in the morning because I'm being responsible. This is Friday morning at this point. I've been up until 7:30. The sun was coming up. I said, all right, that's bedtime. So T and myself, we head off to bed, not together.
Whatever. Did you take your shirts off?
Just had to pop my shirts off real quick.
Patrick's like, I'm 6'2", and I'm Little Spoon.
Yeah. So I like it. So anyway, Nick ends up staying up with our buddy Burger. I guess I wake up Friday around noon, 1. And
we're housed.
I see that the bottle of Fireball is down to nothing, the handle that we had, and just two meatheads doing gainers off the dock at the lake house.
Yeah, that was fun.
And they're all wound up. Nick ends up not going to sleep that day either. We go out Friday night. We come back Friday. He gets a little bit more sleep, and then we get up on Saturday, and that's the day we're going to turn it up because we're all hanging out.
Turn it up, yeah, because I was taking it easy for the first 2 days.
He was just, so responsible, whole thing. So... I guess what we were playing, like dock ball?
Yeah, we had the big paddles that we found in the rental boats or whatever, so we were playing dock ball with that. We were having a great time, man. It was awesome. And then a buddy of ours, he has a boat, and we've been talking to him over the weekend. We're like, hey, man, come on out. So
we'll say his name is Greg.
Yeah. Greg comes out. So, and then once again, Patrick, you and I were getting pretty lit quick, because we were finishing off.
Well, Aaron had forgotten the beer bong, and so I just started.
I love that you guys still use a funnel, as we would call it. That you guys still use
beer bong. We still use them. No. We just discovered beer bong.
We just came into that.
Like a few years ago.
Yeah.
What?
Did nobody go on spring break
in high school?
No, we did.
We did, but we never. Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a company thing.
I was in high school in the 80s. We didn't have that technology.
So our job is to be out at the nightclubs drinking anyway. When we're on our cutting loose on our by ourselves,
we drink
ridiculously drinking, and we were just shotgunning beers and challenging each other to beer race competitions, and we were drinking ourselves stupid on the dock.
And that was all by that was about 3 p.m., 4 p.m. It was like, about 3 o'clock.
It was still early in the day.
Look, I'll just kick this story off from my perspective. I was taking a nap. Patrick?
Yeah. Aaron was responsible, went up and took a nap because he felt like he needed to wind up.
Responsible? I was fucking wasted.
He was wasted-faced, and he wanted to be able to wake up later that night and continue to get wasted. So
keep your strength up.
When Greg showed up with his ski boat, and he kept saying, hey, guys, y'all want a wakeboard or something? And I'm like, fuck yeah, man. This is a good idea. And Nick was all like, me first. And pushes himself, jumps into the boat. Yeah, Nick jumped in because I was like, hey, I'll go first because I'd done this before. Nick's like, no, I'm going. And Nick just jumped in the water. Nothing ready, nothing prepped. And then we have Then we have to put the wakeboard on him, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Whatever, I've been wakeboarding in the fucking bayou. That's why I was all cocky.
Yeah, he's like, I'll do this shit. I'll show you motherfuckers.
When he weighed 145 pounds.
Yeah, went 145 pounds, but now he's got beer confidence, so he's going to kill it.
Yeah, 225 pounds of beer confidence. Yay.
Yeah. Yep. Still 145 pound bird bones.
Yeah. Bird bones over here. Gets out into the lake. We start to pull him. He wipes out immediately on his first attempt. Second attempt, he gets up, kind of starts scooting around a little bit. And then I guess he's adjusting his bathing suit and just wipes out because his vanity gets in the way.
Yeah,
and,
it's very delicate up there once you're up, man. You can't do a whole lot before you fall again.
So then the third time he gets up again, but Nick fashion goes right back down.
So you got to fix your fucking board shorts. When you get out of the water, they're all crunched up. Like, you know, so you got to pull them down to your knees so you can, like, you know, look good while you're wakeboarding.
Right, because the photos are coming.
Oh, I see.
Photos are coming.
I'm like, I thought you were talking about pulling the waist down to your knees. I'm like, you are doing the wrong kind of photos.
Yeah. No, that's the
it
right
It feels
photo.
Weird because you're doing it wrong.
We come back around. He goes, all right, man, give me one more time. One more time.
Like, keynote, right. Never say that. I grew up skateboarding. You never say this one is my last trick.
Yeah.
Say, like, I got three more, and then just stop.
So, Nick, tell me what happened after we got the line back straight again and you were go for your fourth attempt.
So, it's my fourth run, and then, they're fucking stretching out, and I'm grabbing the ropes going by, and I've got a little triangle in my hand. I'm like, all right, man, I got this shit down, you know? I'm fucking, all right, kick it. And I stand up, and I'm like, all right, cool, and I do the fucking little pants thing. And like, you know, I'm like, all right, man, I'm just going to creep outside this. Oh, my God! And I hear a clunk. And I felt it all inside my head, inside my dome piece. And I was like, to myself, I'm thinking, there's no way that you just broke your fucking leg. There's no way you broke your fucking leg. Now, and then I'm holding my leg together going, holy shit, I broke my fucking leg. And they're like, you know, 200 yards away.
Yeah, because we got to circle the boat back around. Yeah. He's just floating in the middle
of the
lake.
They're busy, man. They're on top of your drama.
So I'm just floating in the water, and I'm thinking, and I'm going, ow, ow. Ow. And when they get in, like, close enough.
Let me tell you what I saw from the boat. Now, he's saying that on his fourth run that he got up.
That's what I heard. That's what I thought he heard. I think if we rewound this, we would hear that same thing.
He believes he got up on the fourth. The fourth time, I just started to see the board with the crest up out of the water. And then the line went slack, and he's laying back in the
Really? Because he just said that he actually had time to do a little maneuver toward the left.
No, that's not how it happened. That's the confidence in him, but no,
shock.
that was not the thing.
I'm going to chalk this up to shock.
Yeah. So we come back around, and I just see him kind of holding his leg. I go, hey, man, you want to try at least one more time? Because that was really pathetic. And he goes, no, man, I broke my leg. Which
No, I said I broke my thigh. That's right. I was like, I broke my fucking thigh.
I broke my leg. I went, what do you mean? You're like, I broke my thigh. I'm like, I was like, did you, like, hyperextend it, or, like, did you pop your knee out of socket?
Is that some kind of new young saying that you saw on Facebook?
Like, that shit's ratchet, like, I broke my thigh.
A femur don't break.
Yeah, that's
femurs do not break. So when he comes saying, I broke my thigh, I'm like, oh, you hyperextend it, or you pop your knee out, and just it's all weird now. And he's just holding his thigh. And so finally, we're deciding we're going to have to load him up on the boat, and that's when I start to see his knee is floating around weird. It's like he has two knees and one's higher up. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
So
that's evolution.
He gets on the boat and.
Oh, no, that whole part, that was an awesome thing, getting me up on the fucking boat.
Getting the boat was not easy.
So I'm floating in the water and we couldn't get the fucking board off my feet. So I got one foot in the board, bindings on the board. My other foot, you know, is all fucking willy nilly. And they're holding me on the back of the boat and I'm trying to get in the boat and they're trying to help me get the fucking the board off. So the water from other boats going by, the wake, the buoyancy, all that shit. And I've got a fucking broken thigh and I'm like, holy shit, fucking stop. Everybody stop, 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 stop. Everybody just stop.
Hold on a second. Lake, you stop.
So then I'm holding my leg together, and with my other foot, I just fucking go, and fucking pop the board off. And then I'm like, hey, get me the fuck out of the water. Yeah. So they grab me by the life jacket. When they pull me up out of the water is when I start doing dangle leg. Yeah. And Patrick goes, you broke your leg.
Yeah. It's like those are things we were said earlier. Yeah. But we immediately call the ambulance from the boat.
Yeah, I'm like, calling everyone now.
We get up onto the dock. The EMT show up. Nick's just sitting there smoking a cigarette, waiting for them to get there.
Laying on the back of the boat.
Now, where the house was to where the dock was such a steep grade that they had to load him onto another boat, take him back around the other side of the lake, where they could take him to another dock.
Yeah, the sheriffs came and picked me up.
Yeah, the sheriffs came up.
Basically, I twisted my femur apart so the brake corkscrews down the fucking bone.
Yeah, sweet. So he got a rod put in his leg, so he's hobbling around now.
So right now, I'm 18 days post-surgery with a fucking 2.5-foot rod. 45 staples and 10 screws.
Yeah.
Drinking is fun, kids.
The whole time that Nick was going through all this crap with his leg and shit like that, I saw no remorse or sympathy from Aaron's part.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. I've never seen someone just not give a shit about his hurt, injured friend, which is what brings us to our last story of the podcast. And this is Aaron's Tequila Superman story.
4 years before Nick's broken leg, almost to the day. Almost
that's creepy.
The day.
That's creepy. Yeah, there goes our summer, huh?
Man, I went out with Max from Armada Magazine. That's armadamagazine.com. And we were at Pure, and we were drinking. And we were drinking just straight up shots of tequila.
Patron Silver.
Patron
Silver. That's the color what took me. I don't know how many we did. Our goal was to try to drink shots until we couldn't remember how many we did. Nailed it. I was going to go visit some girls. I was having a good time. And
hey, bitch, I'm Mr.
There were a couple girls that had been text messaging me and were being all sexified. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go visit a couple of these. It sounds great. I'm having such a good time. I feel like I can do any fucking thing.
That's tequila.
It is. I used to love it. This is also the story of the last time I drank tequila. In case that theme ever comes up, we just cut this one into it. Man, I jump in the car, and Max is like, man, are you cool to drive? I'm like, probably not. Brick! Gone, bitches. You can't stop me at this point. So I headed this chick's house in Midtown, and she lives in a high-rise. Underneath this high-rise, the first, I don't know, however many floors are a parking garage. And it's one of those standard concrete spiral parking garages that you find in every fucking building in Midtown. So these big concrete slabs go around. There's an elevator on one side. The place is packed because it's, you know, almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's a weekend. Those things fill up.
So everything's packed. Everybody's already been home for a long time. And so I got to find this parking spot. Going around, I have to keep going way up past where I know I have to go down the elevator into the building. And finally, I see a spot. And it is directly opposite of the side of the parking garage from the elevator.
Right.
It's exactly opposite. So you got to walk all the way down or all the way up. And then go around the corner and back to the elevator.
So taxing, man.
Yes. Look, and let me tell you, more importantly, it's a waste of fucking time.
When you're on tequila, time's moving faster, so it's a long walk.
Man, I got shit to do. I got all these plans. Sun's going to be up in a couple hours. God damn it. I got to get a move on. Man, I'm looking at that, and the thing is, this spiral parking garage, they've got these big, thick wire cable railings that go around the spiral to keep people from plunging to their deaths. So,
idiots.
The thing is, man, it can't be more than 4-5 feet to the other side.
Totally.
To the other side. So, as I'm getting out of my vehicle and closing the door, I'm looking at this thing and I'm doing some quick algebra and some quick measurements. Yeah. And I realize I can just jump it.
Because your jump perception is precise when you're wasted on tequila.
If I get a running start and jump, I could put my top foot on that top cable and
then
you'll
fucking land it with fucking room to spare.
Yeah. What I was
nailed
worried
by
about
10 feet.
That's what I'm saying. What I was worried about is going too far and right through the windshield of the Audi on the other side. That's the concern.
So, wait.
So, arrogant fucking asshole.
Yeah. How long have you been doing parkour?
Yeah, man. I didn't know you could.
This is my first time. But I have seen a lot of superhero movies, which I think qualifies me to do some stuntery.
Right.
Man, I line it up. And you know what? The thing is, I know that I'm telling it like I made a conscious decision and decided I was going to do this. I did make a conscious decision. But as we all know from previous episodes, I'm a man of action.
Yeah.
So as soon as it was an idea in my head, I was I can make this. Just don't dive through the windshield on the other side. I was in the air.
Running. You were running.
I was going. I'm going at it hard. I don't fucking waste time.
So,
I made a decision.
So nothing told your legs that was just a thought process, not a
this
go
is
for
just
lunch.
What we're doing, and it's happening right now. So as I'm thinking, hey, that's an option, my body's saying that's an option we're fucking taking.
That kind of redefines
fight
or
flight.
Is there
anybody else around? Like, you're
there's
by
nobody.
Yourself
it's 4
solo.
O'clock in the goddamn morning. There's no one around, and this chick is up, I think, on the 7th floor, and I have to go down the elevator and through the lobby, which I'd already considered how fucking hilarious I was going to be, and that the guard in the lobby was just going to love me. Maybe give me a high five. I'm killing it. I was just so on that night. You know what I mean? Everything was perfect.
Tequila.
Everything I said was hilarious. Man, I'm running, and I just jump, and I remember putting my left foot on the top cable. Not because it's my best foot, but I want to land on my best foot.
Right.
So, and also, that's just how the steps worked
out.
Wait,
so you were too close to it to switch decisions?
So I put my left foot up on the rail, and I'm like, all right. And I remember swinging my momentum forward, and I was like, now you just push down as hard as you can. We make this shit piece of cake. Cable just gives.
You
gives. I push down with my foot, and the cable just goes slack. It just goes slack. It's like it was broken somewhere, and it just made me put it through there, like some, you know, limp.
Oh, yeah, because your action thoughts didn't think about testing the fucking...
No. Tequila doesn't test shit.
No, tequila says go.
Looks
right
safe.
Now.
Might as well be.
Tequila talks about odds. And it feels like the odds are always good.
Not if you're rolling with crooked dice, my friend.
So it gives. And that's when I realized, hold on, how many circles did I do?
Wow.
To get up to the top of the flight or the...
Apparently, it was three full circles up from the bottom.
So like you are 50 feet.
You're three stories
I'd say it was about, it was a solid 35 feet from where I was jumping.
10 feet?
Yeah, it's about that. On garages.
Deck, yeah. 10, 12 feet in a parking deck.
Yeah, it might be a little higher than that. But so I'm on the third. There was a three.
You fucking dumbass.
So I jump and it doesn't happen. Now the thing is, I've got no way back at this point. I've swung all my momentum forward. I'm going down this chute. Look down. I was like, oh, that's a long fall. And I remember I'm falling. I'm like, okay, prepare. We're going to like do this thing where we just spring with our legs and we're just going to roll like an action
ninja.
Hero. And we're going to jump up straight up in kung fu fucking fighting stance. People know who the fuck I am. And as I'm falling, I was like, just don't step on that little rock. This is like a little pebble or something down there. Do not land on that. So I'm falling, and I'm falling straight toward that pebble, and it's getting bigger. And it turns out it's about the size of a basketball. I hit that with my left leg, and I was like, oh, remember, you got to stop and roll. And I'm looking down my left leg to try to do this agilely, you know, and not put too much weight on it. And then just watch my left leg start flowing into my shoe. It hit my foot hit the rock, and then my leg just started spreading out over the top of my shoe. Like it was just overflowing. And I feel this pouring crack, this crunch, this crunchy sound, like, you know, Shin was eating a bowl of Rice Krispies or...
God, you pureed your ankle.
Cornflakes. Just go. And I was like, oh.
No, my.
And so I hit the dirt and I laid face down and everything came together. And, you know, Nick, when he broke his leg, you know, everybody was like, I can't believe it. He didn't scream. He didn't raise any hell. It's because breaking your leg, get your motherfucking attention.
Get your attention. Very aware.
And not, yes, you're right there and you're like, I got a situation. And so I'm immediately like, okay, don't pass out. This hurts really bad. Maybe it's not broke.
I had that thought too, man. I had that thought.
Maybe I just imagine that. I'm such a drama queen. You know how I am. I think everything is so dramatic. And so maybe I'm wrong. It's not broke. So I went to stand up and I put some weight on it and it just crumbled. Now, the thing is, I remember thinking, I was like, that's kind of a janky angle for my shoe to be at. But fine, we're going to try it. I fell back down. I was like, all right, it is broke. It's not only broke, it's like flopping around at the end of my leg. It's just same thing. And so I'm looking around, and I've fallen underneath the parking garage. There's no way to crawl out of this fucking thing. I'm surrounded by concrete, but there are these dark areas underneath there where there's this like 2.5 foot
crawl space underneath the parking deck.
And way, way on the other side of it, so it looked like 50 yards away, I could see this little lighted window underneath there. And I was like, okay, that's a way to get out of here. So I crawl and I start pulling myself and I'm like, just don't pass out and just don't pass out. And, Because I was worried that as I'm pulling myself underneath this parking garage, that I'm going to pass out. And then I'm just going to end up dying because I'm such a pussy. And when I wake up, I'm just going to be crying. And then that's just where I'll just die. And years in the future, with an alien race is taking over the planet, you know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? I get the tattoos. Is all. I'm just saying, I get it. I know what you're saying to the new masters. Anyway. I'm pulling myself through here and I'm, you know, trying to convince myself not to pass out. And I just imagine myself dying underneath there. And that's what keeps me pulling.
Wait, were you sober? Like, you know, when stuff like that happens, you instantly get sobered up. Like, were you like totally sober as soon as this happened? Like,
I think so.
I mean, I know it's tequila, and that's like...
I felt like I was sober. I felt like I was dealing with the problem the best I could. But maybe I wasn't
100%. Okay. I was just wondering if you were, like, totally sober, if that, like, sobered you up.
Well, I felt like I had sobered up. I was still having these waking tequila nightmares that archaeologists of the future were going to find this skeleton under this building
wearing
with all this jewelry.
With that hat, probably.
Oh, yeah, turn around back. And so they go, oh, my God, what happened to this guy? And they were never going to guess my story. They're never going to guess it just based on my bones. And they're like, oh, he broke his leg, but how did he do it under here?
Yeah.
So I pull myself all the way across, and I'm just like, I think I can. Thank you, children's books. And when I get to the other side, I get to that window that crawls out. Sure enough, it goes right out onto Peachtree Street. I can see all the traffic right there, and it's just covered in wire. It's covered in wire, and I just wanted to cry. It's such thick, tough wire. But I just grabbed it and I just started clawing it and clawing it and clawing it because I'm dying. I'm fucking dying.
Literally.
And so I finally pull this thing. I get a little corner worked off and I pull this wire back, pull myself out on
the
sidewalk.
It's like you're fucking crawling out of Indiana Jones 2.
Do you have your cell phone on you?
No.
Well, I was going to ask what year this was. Were there cell phones yet?
Yes. This was just a few years ago.
So,
and I had a cell phone.
I'm just at one.
But the weird thing is about being under, I don't know how many thousands of tons of concrete, is cell phone service fucking sucks under
there. Yeah, you're going to get cell phone service.
As soon as I pulled myself onto the sidewalk of Peachtree, first of all, I gave traffic a wave because I was like, that has to have looked silly. Like, if you're driving along 4 a.m. and like, oh, dude, zombie just crawled out of that building. It's got to look a little weird. So the second thing I do is pull my cell phone back out and made a call over to the hospital, which was about a block and a half away to Northside Hospital.
So you didn't want
to
crawl that way?
Super easy trip. And I actually didn't even have to get an ambulance. I got a ride.
In a gurney?
They wheeled me in, my legs all flopping around. And so, yeah, that led to a whole time of rediscovery of how shitty it is to fucking break your goddamn leg.
I'm living it. Your lack of sympathy towards Nick when he broke his leg was...
Yeah, I want to know why.
See, my recovery was difficult.
Or actually, I had heard that he had broken his leg, and then somebody called me. It was like, or he called me.
Yeah, I called
and
you.
And I ignored him.
He sent me the voicemail.
And then one day, so Aaron liked to spend his time in bed, and then he would either barely crutch or marine crawl to and from the kitchen
to make a sandwich. Yeah, what I have to do is put a towel in my mouth, and then I would drag myself down the hallway, and I had all my food on the bottom shelf of the refrigerator, and I would take food out of the bottom shelf of the refrigerator, put on the towel, and then drag myself back down there, because Nick was still so fucking pissed at me, he wouldn't help me at all.
Wait, why were you pissed? Because he was being a baby about it?
No, like, because I was being awesome about it.
Let me explain. Now, I know the story. He had gotten in a fight with his girl that night and then was running off.
Girls. I was dating two girls couple. Shocker. We were a threesome.
Yeah.
What?
So he was.
Yeah, so we were all dating.
No, you were not.
Yeah, yes, I was pulling that shit off.
You're
they were
like
just Hugh pissed.
Yeah, he had two.
Were they aware of each other?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So he would show us
a thing. I don't know what you crazy butthead kids do. I don't know. I don't know.
That's why Nick. That's where Nick's problem was with him. Is that he would just start going out. And he'd show up with two girls, and he was just acting so fake.
Oh, I can see it. I've seen the photos. I've seen you in photos. Okay.
So at this point, Nick couldn't care, give two shits. He basically said, you deserve that shit. Go fuck yourself.
Okay. So Aaron's doing the marine crawl on his elbows and dragging his legs behind him down the hallway of our old apartment. And
like Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah, And I come walking in the fucking door, and I look down, and Aaron's just looking up at me. He's got the fucking towel in his mouth like a little fucking broke puppy. And he's like, "What's up, man? Like, that looks like that sucks." He goes, "Yeah, I'm hungry. I was just making a sandwich." And I was like, "All right." So I stepped over him.
went on my merry way.
Well, this is going to go into the last portion of our show, which is something we added right at the end of
season
one. We call this the vent. So right now, I want everyone to just start saying as many curse words as they want to right now. Just say,
oh, I hate this bitch.
Bitch.
God, you stupid cunt.
God damn it.
Fucking cunt. Hey, twat. Dick licking cunt. Fuck twat. Fucking butthole.
Oh, shit.
Stool.
Didn't it feel better?
Get your stool together.
Yeah. Stool is so grosser.
It's so much grosser. So anyway, the vent is where we're just going to bitch about the shit that pisses us off.
Bitches about the shit that pisses us off.
I love that.
Bitches about the shit that pisses us off.
I love it. Ah, it's so many curse words. Every other one.
Yeah. So anyway, does anybody? Everyone has something they want to vent about. Nick, do you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start. And this is pretty topical, guys. And Patrick, I've seen some of your hatred for this, just this in general on Facebook. So it's World Cup right now, and I have a broken leg, so there's always soccer on. I'm into that shit. I'm like, oh, Brazil, go. Yeah. So anyway, fucking flopping. I mean, come on. Are soccer players the biggest ballerina pussies on the fucking
Absolutely.
Planet?
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God. He flicked your shoulder with a pinky. Oh my God, I fucking hurt. And then they fucking, oh my God, I want to kill him. Yeah. I want to kill him. Wait, why are we doing this? I'm getting very upset.
I guess I'll take the second portion of the vent, and I want to bitch about this. Something I saw on Facebook not too long ago. This girl added me on Facebook. I would say about 90%, 85 to 9% of the posts she would put on Facebook, and she would post at least 10 times a day, which is a little over the top.
Even 10 times a day. Promoters.
Yeah, but it was like, it's a chick. You always give them a grace period. She was constantly posting about relationships. She apparently had gotten damaged in some relationship that ended, which is why I guess I suddenly became friends with her. When they start adding every guy,
you're jelly bait.
Yeah, so she's posting about the way guys should treat women, and this is the kind of guy you should have, and this is the way men should be, and and all about love and togetherness and all this shit. And it was
Are you talking about love again?
At least like 8 to 9 times a day, that's what she was posting about.
It's like links to articles.
Yeah, links to articles and those
little survey.
Which is the other thing that kind of annoys me is about on Instagram when they don't take a picture, it's font. It's just a thing.
Quotes. Fucking people that put inspirational Pinterest quotes on. I don't want. Stop it.
Yeah. And that was what she did. She would post. I'm like, Instagram is for pictures, and they were posted. She would post
Pinterest quotes.
It'd be something from like Oliver Wilde.
The Notebook. I hate that. Equally as fucking lame.
On top of that, the quotes, but then they do like 10 at once. You'll see a girl, and it'll
rapid
be like,
fire.
Instagram, and it's all different quotes. I'm like, we get it. You're deep.
Right. So.
Fuck.
Basically.
Damn it.
Somebody else is deep, and you're just co-opting their deep.
Right. Or look, I'm deep too.
If they don't know who the author of this quote was, they just put Marilyn Monroe. It's
stupid. She was so wise.
Yeah,
she was so wise. Marilyn
Monroe.
She
was a slut.
She was a half a retard and a slut. Like, how the fuck did she say these things?
Wise.
So. Anyway, I watch her posting this stuff, and it starts to be obnoxious to me. And I'm like sitting there going, "Bitch, I would never date you because you just sound like you'd be way too intense." Because you seem so focused.
Where are we going with this relationship?
She found a guy. She found a man.
Oh, God. I knew what happened.
Those bitches always do.
Oh, my God.
Guess what?
Picture Paul's proverb knew what happened.
He's adorable, and she loves him. And now all the posts are about him and her. And there's a couple pictures of them like in the sunset where he's like holding her, dirty dances, and he's like starting to hold her, and they're like kissing. I'm like, who the fuck took that picture? Who did you make take that fucking picture? Of you and your new fucking guy.
You know who they made take it? Baby. Because they put Baby in the corner and made him take a picture of them as a couple in the sunset.
I'm sitting there with this poor sap. That was the other thing. He's a firefighter.
My God.
So she's like,
let's complain about firefighters.
Fucking glory chaser.
Yeah. Yeah. All the chimney savers that are out there. I don't give a fuck.
This is
fuck
getting out of hand.
Let me tell you something about firefighters. They don't do shit. Have them are volunteers and they don't save anything but your chimney. And then they go, oh, sorry, couldn't you find your pet? A couple of them can actually do some shit. This guy is just some douchebag that washes the goddamn truck. And then she posts.
He also feeds the dog.
She status updates. Oh, my boyfriend's out there every day saving lives. No, he's not. He's saving cats out of trees. He's some bitch. All right. Sorry.
You're saving lives by not making any. Don't reproduce.
Yeah. I was like, good God. You silly slut. All right.
There. Kristen, that's what this is all about.
Kristen, do you have something you want to follow up there?
What bothers you,
Kristen?
There's a lot of shit that pisses me off.
Buckhead kids piss you off?
That's not even. Let's not
hey,
even
whoa,
get into
hey,
that.
You hold
hey,
your whoa, whoa,
I have fun in Buckhead when I'm with you guys. I'm not going any other time.
We're good time.
Let's just let it be known. I work there. I don't need to hang out there. They're called tattoos. They're not called tats. They're called tattoos. I'm fully aware of what I look like.
You're tatted up.
I know that they're going to be there forever.
We're not staring at you.
Do you know what you're
going to
look like older?
That's probably the most. What are you going to do when you get older? I don't know. Hey, be old and have tattoos.
K-Mash, you know what's going to be between
me
your.
That, stop calling me that. Stop calling me that. Stop calling me that. Stop calling me.
Hey, do you know what's going to be between your titties when you're older?
What?
Do you know what's going to be between your
He's
going to
tell you a really
older?
Bad joke that from elementary school. Go ahead.
Am I going to have to pretend to laugh?
Yes.
What, Nick?
Your belly button.
It wasn't that funny. I laughed politely. I don't know. Just I don't. Don't ask. Hey, don't ask people with tattoos stupid fucking questions.
Look, we're not.
We know
staring.
What we look Did like.
We're not staring at your tattoos. We're just trying to.
I was
to,
there when I got all of them. I was
we're not,
there.
We're not
I
just
knew
staring
I was doing
at them
no.
because you're weird. We're staring at them because
at
we're
least
trying
you're not
to figure
subconscious.
If we can guess what happened to you,
they don't all have a story. They're not. There's not like. A, there's not like some
that's
story
what
behind
us all.
A fucking flamingo on my middle finger. Like I just like to flick. Like there's not a story behind it.
That's the bird.
People that don't have tattoos that ask stupid questions drive me insane and stop calling them tats, especially
Sweet
in
tats.
Buckhead.
Hey, did your tats? Did your tats hurt?
I'm fucking punch
you. Hey, K-Bash.
That's my
K-Bash, did your tats hurt?
Sweet ink, bro.
Oh, and did they hurt? No, no. Having needles dragged over your body for hours on end is it's not painful at all.
So, I will say it has turned me off on the whole idea of getting tattoos all over myself because I have to watch her constantly answer questions about it. They're always like, let me look at you, like inspecting
No,
her.
It's only because she's a chick. Dude, they don't give a shit about dudes.
Really?
It's true. Yeah. Done the research.
I mean, but it's not like, it's not, but like some, it's not like I'm the only girl in the world that's like 80%. It's just annoying. Like you
Are
can
you
ask 80%?
Yeah, but think about when you say you hang out with us Buckhead people.
Don't ask stupid, don't ask stupid questions. Like, right.
Okay.
Questions.
Look at it from where it's coming from the source. Somebody with a pink polo t-shirt, Sperry's and Duckheads, they're going to ask you a dumb question. It doesn't matter if it's about your bangs, your extensions, or your tattoos.
Or your portfolio.
All right, Aaron, let's close it out with you. What the fuck do you have to bitch about?
I told you outside what I had to bitch about, and you stomped all over it, you son of a bitch.
What was it? I didn't hear what you said. What the fuck
you
were
did,
saying?
So we're gonna go back in. We're gonna cut. Just wrap.
Oh, was that
up.
It? Was that
the
it?
The fucking proverbs and pictures. You know, you don't even say anymore. I know what you're talking.
Oh, I wasn't listening to you. Is that what you were talking about?
That was his segment that you.
That was
my
segment. You stomped on. You sandwiched it in your fucking crazy bitch segment.
I'm sorry.
You stomped all over my fucking bitch fest.
Please don't cut this.
I had to just go ahead and throw my goddamn fucking joke in there on my own.
Why don't you just tell me right now? Then what pisses you off?
No,
is it me?
It's
me,
you,
producer.
It's you bitch stealing fucking producing son of a bitch. All you did is press start on the goddamn Apple.
Fuck you, prima donna.
Sucking. Just buy a PC.
Wow, I just watched my entire sound line go purple. It got so loud.
It's gone to plaid.
I just can't look at him right
All
now.
Right, well, if you have something you want to bitch about or you have drunken injury stories, be sure to tell us your stories on an email and send it to devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com.
No, wait, don't do that. Send it to sofane@gmail.com because if he gets it, he'll just stomp all over it.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.